I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. You must have conversational skills. You got to be able to communicate how you feel, what you think, what you need, what you want with other people. If you can't do that, how are you going to ever be able to advance from where you are right now to the next level? How?
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your Mental Workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. If you're going to be the best at what you do, you got to put in the work. That's why you're tuned into the show, where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to occur. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. Yes, this is a bonus. The go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is why you have been unable, as of yet, unable to get into the career or the business or the job or the position that you want to be in. Now, the reason that this topic is being discussed today, now, if you've been listening to the show even once before, you know that my background is in professional sports, playing basketball. I get a lot of correspondence from athletes who are trying to become professionals in basketball. I'll occasionally hear from athletes in other sports, but most of the time when I hear from an athlete is a basketball player or a friend or family member of a basketball player or a coach. Shout out to the coaches out there. I know there's a lot of coaches who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, and you pass these along to your players. From people who are associated with some player who wants to play professional basketball and they're trying to get in, they've been trying this thing, they've been trying that thing, they are thinking about going to this exposure camp, they want to get seen this way, they're looking for anyone to give them any type of help / information or assistance or guidance so they can get into their profession. Sometimes they're just asking for help so they can do it because they haven't done it yet. And sometimes there are people who say, well, I've tried a whole lot of things, but things are not working. Often I hear this when I'm talking to an amateur athlete who's trying to get into college. There are a lot of athletes trying to get into college sports, which is not as easy to get into as it may look from the outside looking in. And they're like, well, I reached out to all these schools and I called all these coaches and I sent all these emails and I know I have this game, but I'm not getting the chance. Or I tried to walk on and I didn't really get a good look. Or I was talking to this coach and he wasn't really paying attention to me. And people are just saying they haven't been able to get into the spot that they want to get into. Okay, that's the long and short of it. In the sports world, this happens all the time simply because there are so many people who believe that they can, quote unquote, make it as athletes, where there's a finite number of positions. Everybody can't make it. In the business world, this happens as well. There are people who want to run businesses that are, quote unquote, successful, making a certain amount of money, enough money that they can quit their jobs or enough money that they can sustain themselves and pay their bills, but they can't quite get there. People working in companies for a certain period of time and they think they're up for a promotion and they are up for the promotion, but they're not chosen for the promotion. They're wondering why they weren't promoted. Or someone who has to deal with a boss who's kind of like a horrible boss. Wasn't that the name of the movie, Horrible Bosses, or was it Terrible Bosses? One of those. They're dealing with a boss that's kind of pain in the neck, or they're thinking that, hey, you know what, I might get fired if I have too many more run-ins with this boss. They can't quite get to the position that they want to be in, or the business, or the job, or the promotion, or the career that they want to be in. Today's topic, I'm going to tell you why that's happening. I'm going to give you some reasons. There could be a million reasons why you're not getting to the position that you want to be in, but I'm going to lay out three reasons here that I believe from the conversations that I've had, from the messages that I've received, from the comments that I read as to why people get themselves or not even. Yeah, we're going to say get themselves because this is not something that happens to you. This is something that you happened to, because this podcast, we are all about personal accountability. So even when you think it wasn't your responsibility, it is your responsibility. The fact that you're thinking about it makes it your responsibility. Why you've been unable to get into your spot. Point number one. Number one reason why someone has not been able to get the promotion, the job, the career, the position that they want to get into is you lack fundamental skills. You lack fundamental skills. What does it mean to lack a fundamental skill? What are fundamental skills? They are basics. The basics of the job that you're doing are the fundamental skills. I did an entire podcast episode on fundamentals, and I want to just refer all of you to the full archive of this podcast. It is at dreallday.com/podcast. You see what number episode this is? Okay, that's how many of these I've done. So if you like this one, I would suggest you go back and listen to the rest of them so that you don't miss anything, because I may not talk about that topic again the same way that I talked about it before. So make sure you catch everything. Fundamental skills. What are some fundamental skills that you could be lacking that could cause you to not get into the position you want to get into? One of them is conversational skills. If you lack conversational skills, then you will be unable to build relationships. You can't make friends. You cannot influence people. You cannot sell yourself. You cannot sell your goods. You cannot sell your services. You probably can't even get yourself a job. You can't get friends. You can't get anyone to do anything on your behalf because you can't even hold a conversation. You cannot persuade if you lack conversational skills. Conversational skills are a fundamental, people. I don't care if you're an athlete. I don't care if you're a football player. I don't care if you're a professional clown, if you're an actor, if you're a futurist, if you work in the finance world, if you're a race car driver. You must have conversational skills. You got to be able to communicate how you feel, what you think, what you need, what you want with other people. If you can't do that, how are you going to ever be able to advance from where you are right now to the next level? How? I don't see a possibility. If there's a way that you can do that without conversing with anyone, please let me know about it, because I never heard of it. Another fundamental skill is selling. Can you sell? What does selling mean? It means you take a product or service or idea, you discuss conversational skills. These all work together. You discuss its virtues, the virtue of you as a worker, the virtue of you as a basketball player, the virtue of your new book as a product that somebody should spend $25 on Amazon to get the pre-order, the virtues of you as someone who should be promoted to the next position in your company. You should be promoted to the new shift manager since the old shift manager got promoted or they quit or they moved on to a different department. You must be able to discuss the virtues of whatever it is you're selling, and on top of that, get the other person to agree with you. Because I can sit here and tell you how great I am, but unless you agree with me, you're not going to buy into whatever it is I'm trying to sell you, right? It's not just talking about it. It's getting the other person to agree with you. This is a skill of persuasion. That's why conversation was the first thing that I mentioned. To sell, you got to be able to converse and persuade. What about following up? This is something anybody can do. What does following up mean? It means you made an attempt to do something. Maybe it did not produce the outcome that you wanted. Maybe it got a little bit of progress, but not all the progress that you needed. Maybe you completed it and you got exactly what you wanted, your ability to follow up. Because listen, if you did not get what you wanted at first, if you got zero of what you wanted, you better follow up and try again. If you got a little bit of what you wanted, that means you did not complete the job. So you better follow up and complete the job. And if you got exactly what you wanted, you better follow up and do it again. Why not repeat your success? So your ability to follow up, your ability to sell, your ability to converse, these are all fundamental skills that anytime someone is not getting the outcome that they want, usually they are lacking in one, two, or all three of these. Just these as basics. Your ability to converse, that means just communicate with other people, to sell, to persuade other people, and to follow up, meaning to try more than once when you do not get what you want, or even when you get exactly what you want, do you follow up and repeat your success? You lack in any of the above, you will fail. That's a guarantee. Point number two. Now, I probably helped 85% of people with point number one right there, but listen to points two and three anyway, because you're going to run into these as well. You can't get into the career or business. Today's topic is why you can't get into the career, business, position, title, promotion, etc. that you want to get into. The second reason is your proven value is exactly zero. But despite your proven value being zero, you refuse to do anything to build value in yourself. You refuse to invest time into yourself. And when I say invest time into yourself, I mean that may mean working for free in order to build value in your name, in your brand, in your product, in your service. But your proven value is zero. What do I mean when I say your proven value is zero? This is what I mean. I mean, you do not have any proof that you can produce value. Simple enough, right? What is proof that you can produce value? If you are a professional athlete, Proof that you can produce value means you have some game film of yourself playing in a game against some professional level players and producing, playing basketball well in a way that somebody could look at that and say, okay, it is obvious that this person can play in the pros. If you do not have that, you have a proven value of zero, exactly $0. That is your proven value, zero. Now, I'm not saying that you don't have game. I'm not saying you don't have potential. I am not saying that you are not worthy of a job or an opportunity. What I'm saying is your proven value is zero. Proven value of zero means you just got out of school. You have not worked in XYZ profession yet. You have not worked not a single day in that profession, and they offer you a job as an intern, or they offer you a certain amount of money that won't even be enough to pay back your student loan installments, and you are offended by that because you're like, this is not going to be enough money for me. Well, listen, your proven value is zero. You are not enough money for anybody because I don't think zero is enough for anyone. All right. Your proven value is zero if you refuse to do something, invest in yourself. See, if you go work for free when your proven value is zero, you're not investing in the other person. You're not doing anybody a favor. And I wouldn't even call it working for free because really you're investing. You're making an investment. The time that you're investing is going to be worth money. Why is the time you're investing going to be worth money? I want to be real clear on this because sometimes people get this stigma that goes around working for free, right? When you hear somebody say work for free, it's kind of like a slap in the face. I'm not going to work for free. I'm worth more than this. I got to make minimum wage. I got to pay my bills. I got to put gas in my car. I got to pay my insurance. And these things that people say when they hear about anything that proposes them possibly doing some work for which they're not going to be paid. Understand this. Just follow my logic here. If your proven value is zero, meaning, let me give a definition of your proven value being zero, because some people may be offended by me even saying, wording it that way, even though it's the truth. Let me explain why your proven value is zero, because you have not proven that you can produce value. Okay? If you have no proof, you haven't done it before, your proven value is zero. In that specific industry, my proven value in the world of coding is zero because I've never proven that I can produce some code that's worth anything. You understand? My proven value as a violinist is zero. My proven value as a construction worker is zero. Now, my proven value as a podcaster, as an author, as a basketball player, those are different numbers. My proven value in anything that I haven't done before, it is zero because I have not proven anything. You understand? So when your proven value is zero, if I wanted to prove myself as a construction worker, and those of you who follow my IG story or my Snap, you see me posting a video damn near every day of this construction site that's across the street from where I live. If I want to go work there, I want a job. I heard that they pay well. I want a job. I just want to be a part of the situation over there. And the foreman at the construction site says, okay, what have you done in the construction world before? I say, I've done absolutely nothing. He's going to say, well, your proven value is zero, Mr. Work on Your Game. You're going to have to come work here for free. You're going to have to come not get paid. Now, I could turn away and say, I ain't working for free. I got to pay my bills. This is less than minimum wage. But understand, if I go work there for free, this is what happens. The time that I put in on that job, I'm going to be learning. I'm going to be getting the information. And I'm going to be showing them that I'm willing to learn and showing them that I have the capacity to learn, right? In the time that I'm working there, I will start to prove that I can produce. I'm going to start to prove, okay, they said what? Grab this concrete block and take it from right here and put it over there. Okay, I can do that, sir. Oh, to get this whole stack of 300 blocks and move them over there before the end of the day? Yes, sir, I'll do that. When I do that, what am I doing? I am proving my value. My value is what? He said, do this because it needed to be done. I did it. Now I have proven some value. Now, if I continuously do that over and over again every single day, eventually I have proven my value. Eventually I can go to the foreman and say, okay, have I proven my value? Yes or no? He's going to say yes or he's going to say no. If he says no, then I'm fired. If he says yes, then I can say, okay, then I'd like you to pay me this much money per hour now. He's either going to say yes or he's going to say no. Now, what if he says no? Now, I want to make sure I cover all contingencies here, you know, because sometimes when I, over the years, and I make a YouTube video and I explain things this way, sometimes it comes out of left field with some contingency. Well, what if this, Dre? Well, what about this? You didn't talk about what if this happens? Well, let me tell you what happened to me in my situation. I want to cover this contingency. What if I have proven my value in my eyes, but in the eyes of the decision maker, they say you haven't proven your value, Dre? What do you do then? That's a good question, right? Here's what you do. You take your proven value and you go somewhere else and sell your services. You go somewhere else and sell yourself. You proved your value, but they don't want to give it to you. Okay, go somewhere else. Any of you ever been in a relationship with somebody? They weren't really holding up their end of the bargain in that relationship. You felt like your value was not being honored. What'd you do? You left their relationship, hopefully. Some of you may be still wondering how to get out of yours. I no judgment. You left that relationship, hopefully, eventually. And then you went and found a different one where somebody honored the value. True or not true? Look, man, I got a lot of answers, man. That's why I do this podcast every single day. I just want to give y'all game on how these things work. So this is not only for your careers, not only for your business or your industry. This could also be for your relationships in your life. So you got to go and build value. If your proven value is zero, and you don't want to work and build value, invest in yourself. The reason I even went to that explanation was to talk about investing. You invested in yourself. By me going and working at the construction site and not being paid, I invested time in myself. We talked about the five forms of investment, episode number 615. I invested time in myself to build value in my name. I did it. I achieved that. Even if the foreman decides he don't want to pay me, maybe he just don't have any money on his payroll to allocate to me. I'm going to say, listen, Mr. Foreman, who can you recommend me to? Since you know that I have proven value, you just can't afford me. Look, there's another construction site, Mr. Baldwin, two blocks away from here. Go over there and ask for Jones and tell him that I sent you. Done. I'm going to go get me a job. Do you understand? This is how you prove your value, by investing in yourself. You're not investing in them. You're not investing in the other person. They are getting free labor, but not really, because they don't know you can even do the job yet. You got to prove yourself first. Before we get to the rest of the show, let me ask. You heard people talk about the zone all the time, getting into that state of flow, that state where you're not even thinking about anything. Everything just comes to you naturally and you're doing it at your highest level. We call that being in the zone. How would you like to be able to get in the zone whenever you wanted to, where you could just snap your fingers and tell yourself to get in the zone and it actually happens? How about maintaining your focus and your full highest possible level of confidence at all times so that you can be the leader that you've always envisioned yourself to be? And with all of this stuff I said, how about you can make it all stick forever, guaranteed? And if you're thinking that's all just a pipe dream or it's fantasy and it can't possibly be reality, I want to let you know that up until now it was. Until I created my course called Bulletproof Mindset. Bulletproof Mindset is a 12-module course, the only course of its kind, that will help you deal with your challenges of perseverance, getting frustrated with yourself because your results are arriving too slowly, self-belief when you're underperforming, and it's not because you're not good enough because you lack confidence in yourself. What about persistence? Not sticking to your plans long enough to see the results. Maybe it's personal initiative. You're hesitant to make that first move, to pick up a phone, to make a call, to take charge of a group, to approach a person. If those have ever been a challenge for you, Bulletproof Mindset was made to handle that challenge. If you're an up-and-coming athlete, a salesperson, entrepreneur, a seasoned professional at what you do, if you're building your brand, if you're a business professional looking to grow in your position and move up in your career and in your life, if you're a student looking to deal with time management, dealing with new people, if you fall into any of those categories, Bulletproof Mindset was made for you. Again, 12-module course. You're going to get the 7 golden rules of the Bulletproof Mindset, deal with the 15 common mental errors. You'll get complete understanding of mental conditioning. You'll get my bulletproof strategies for focus, learn to communicate with power, dipping yourself in gold, which is the finishing touch on the Bulletproof Mindset, and lifetime access to all course materials. Again, this is called the Bulletproof Mindset course by yours truly, Dre All Day. Get full information and get started at dreallday.com/bulletproof. That's dreallday.com/bulletproof for the Bulletproof Mindset course. Now let's get back to the program. Point number 3, today's topic is why you have been unable to get into the career or business that you want to be in is that you lack differentiating abilities. This is the biggest one, actually. Differentiating abilities. What does that mean? Now, it means, what can you do to separate you from the next person who's trying to do the same job? See, if I walk up to that construction job and I say, Mr. Foreman, listen, my name is Dre All Day, and I got this podcast called Work On Your Game, and I take a little snap video of your site every single day. None of those things differentiate me from the next guy who wants a job as a construction worker. Not a damn thing. None of it. What matters to him? See, this is about selling yourself. These are conversational skills. This is persuasion. These are why all these things go together. They all work together, people. That's why you got to catch every episode of the show. What can you say about yourself? Furthermore, what can you prove about yourself that separates you from the next person who walks up and wants the same thing that you want? Should I say that again? Yes. What can you say about yourself? Furthermore, what can you prove, all capitals, prove about yourself that separates you from the next person who is trying to get the same thing that you're going after? This is a deep question right here. This is a very important question right here. This is a question that's going to stump many people who have the exact problem that this podcast topic is about. Why you've been unable to get the job, position, or into the career that you want to get into is because you can't differentiate yourself. When I ask you that question, you don't have an answer. That's a problem. That's a serious problem. If you cannot answer that question, you're going to continue to have problems getting into the spot that you want to get into. What differentiates you from the next guy? And let me give you a hint. in answering this question? If what you say that differentiates you, if you try to come up with an answer, and what you say is something that the next person could justifiably also say, is not differentiating. Let me give you some examples. I told you I get a lot of athletes who reach out to me, especially those talking about playing in the pros. Let me tell you some things that are not differentiating, okay? I work hard. I just want an opportunity. I know this is for me. I know that I can make it. I have the capacity to learn. I'm willing to work hard. I'll show up. I'll pay my own way. These are all things that I've heard athletes say that to kind of sell themselves. I guess they're selling themselves to me. Sometimes they don't even know that I'm not the person they need to be selling themselves to because I'm not doing anything for them. I can direct them to some information that I've created, direct them to my book, The Overseas Basketball Blueprint, but they got to sell themselves to somebody else. They got to sell themselves to someone who can actually put them in the spot. None of those things differentiate you. Let me tell you what some things that do differentiate you are. Here's something that differentiates you. I went to this professional basketball exposure camp and I made the all-tournament team, and here's the footage of a full game of me dominating at that camp. I played at this college, and here are my stats. I played for this team professionally last season, and here are my statistics, and here's a full game video from last year's playoffs. These are differentiating statements, people. What is something that you can say that nobody else can say? See, if I say, listen, I got a podcast, that's not differentiating from too many people. How many podcasts are out there now? 1,000? I mean, podcasts are like YouTube videos now, right? Everybody's doing it. All right, so what differentiates me? I can't just say I got a podcast. There's too many people got that. That's not that much differentiating. But if I say my podcast is on the mental game or slash mindset, that's still not that differentiating. There's a lot of people doing that. A lot of them garbage, but there's a lot of people doing it. It's not differentiating. I can't just say I'm better than them because they could say they're better than me, right? Who's telling the truth? We don't know. They would have to sample the product to find that out, but they're trying to save themselves some time and energy, right? So what can I say that differentiates me? I say, well, my podcast is every single day. Well, now we got a little bit of a smaller pool. All right, now the pool is getting a little bit thinner. Now we're in a little kiddie pool. Not that many people can fit into this pool right here. And I say, oh, I'm also a former professional athlete. And also say, listen, I've written 14 books. And also say, got 6,000 videos on YouTube. Okay, now I'm the only one in the pool. Now I'm in the bathtub. All right, now I'm in a walk-in shower. Now I have differentiated myself. Now, let me be clear with this. Those things that I said must be relevant to the person to whom I'm speaking. Just because I did it and just because it differentiates me doesn't necessarily mean that it is relevant to whomever I'm trying to sell myself to. I could say, listen, I'm from Mount Airy in Philadelphia. I went to Penn State Altoona and I stayed at these apartments called College Park. And I used to have this Volkswagen Jetta that was bright green. Those are all absolutely true. And they may definitely differentiate me, but doesn't matter. See, you got to have all of these right, people. See, if I can take your words and copy paste what you say into somebody else's mouth, who are you? You're nobody because you can't differentiate yourself. You must figure out, all of you, especially those of you who are freelancers, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, business owners. If you are in that space where you kind of get to write your own ticket, so to speak, you need to figure out what separates you from everybody else. What is your, as they used to say, the elevator pitch, right? If someone was only talking to you for 10 seconds, because that's as long as they're actually paying attention to you, they may listen to you, but they're only paying attention for 10 seconds. What are you going to say about yourself that separates you from the next person who walks in that elevator if they're doing the same job as you? Oh, you're a mindset coach? How many of those have I met? Oh, you want to be a professional basketball player? You know how many of those there are? Oh, you're a rapper? Oh, you're a podcaster? Oh, you got a YouTube channel? Oh, you thinking about writing a book? Listen, all those going in one ear and out the other, people. Listen, I'm just trying to give it to you as real as possible now so you don't have to have a real world smack you in the face with it. Take it from me now and do something about it. You must be able to differentiate yourself from the next person. Even though I'm in the entrepreneurship space, those of you who are in more traditional roles, if you are, let's say, for example, you heard on episode 714, my man Wes Pfeiffer, he's a coach. You know how many coaches are out there? You know how many athletes stop playing their sport and want to become coaches? You know what level of competition there is for that? Any of those of you who are in the beauty business, a hair salon or a barber, how many people are trying to do that? There are so many people doing it. What differentiates you from the next guy? What can you offer that the next person cannot or will not offer? These are things that you really need to figure these out, people, because by the time you step into the ring, by the time you step on that playing field, you step into that job interview, you are a guest on somebody's podcast, whatever the situation is, you better figure out what this is so that when from the gate, you can say, yo, I bring this to the table. And people are like, oh, for real? Let me listen to more. I listen to somebody's podcast and they have a guest on their podcast. And the first part of the podcast, they're asking this person, introduce yourself. Who are you? What do you do? What do you bring to the table? Listen, I'm listening to the first 1 minute and listening to what that person says. If what they say is not differentiating, I'm turning it off. I'm deleting it. I'm listening to the next episode. Let me see if the next guest was interesting. Okay, oh no, they can't find an interesting guest. It must be the podcast. Let me just unsubscribe from this garbage-ass show. This is the way people look at stuff in life. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all better get this right. I'm trying to give it to you now. Like I said, before you had to go out into the world and have it happen to you in a real situation that's going to cost you. A professional, ladies and gentlemen, in any field, an athlete, a business person, a salesperson, a professional prepares for the situation before it happens. So then when it happens, they're ready for it. They don't let the situation happen, then say, damn, this situation happened. I wish I had been ready, and then deal with it. No, that's not the way it works. Not in the professional world. Maybe in the kiddie world, maybe in video games, maybe on TV. But in the professional world, you are ready before the situation. Those of you who are athletes, don't you have practice? Why do you have practice? Y'all think y'all have practice just so the coach can torment you, right? No, the purpose of practice is so that you are ready for the situation before it takes place. So then when it happens, you get it right. That's why the coach gets so angry at you when you mess up during the game, because the coach is like, shit, didn't we practice this every day? But you messing it up in the game because you are expected to know how to deal with the situation. The very purpose of the practice is to get ready. This right here is practice. The Work on Your Game podcast is practice. This ain't the game. This is practice so that you know what's going on before it goes on in your life. So when it happens, you don't have any excuse like, oh, I didn't know. Nobody told me. I wasn't ready. Nobody said anything. Listen, this is your job to know. If you don't know, that means you're not doing your job as a professional. Even if you're not yet a professional, listen, if you don't start carrying yourself like one, you will never become one. Let's recap today's topic, which is why you can't get into the career or business that you want to be in. Point number one is because you lack fundamental skills, such as conversational skills, communication, basic, selling, persuasion, basic, following up, basic. If you're not doing these things, you will fail. Point number two, you can't get into the position you want to get into because your proven value is zero. You have not proven that you're worth anything. Why would anybody want to pay you or hire you or promote you or even have you in the room if your proven value is zero? Why are you there? You ain't doing nothing. All you're doing is stealing oxygen from everybody else and you ain't giving nothing. You ain't putting nothing else back on the table. Why are you in the room? You must build value in yourself. Build equity in yourself. Then go sell yourself. Point number three, you lack differentiating abilities. If you cannot differentiate yourself, what separates you from the next person walking in the room who's going to say the exact same thing that you just said? Nothing? Okay, you're not getting a job. You're not getting this position. No, I'm not hiring you. Hell no, I'm not paying you. Why would I pay you when I can get the same thing from you that I can get from 1,000 other people? I don't want any of y'all. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your mental workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read the Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with 3 takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to the Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.